TV is chock full of reruns, from the recent CSI to the vintage I Love Lucy. It's been that way for years and is especially so on cable. As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, one result is that syndication deals have become a much bigger part of the TV business.
Reruns are no longer seen as filler. Case in point, repeats of The Big Bang Theory on cable channel TBS.
Yeah, I don't like my own sweat touching my skin. How do you think I feel about theirs?
Repeats of The Big Bang Theory made TBS one of the highest-rated cable networks with 18 to 49-year-olds during prime time. On some nights, they'll air up to 6 episodes of Big Bang Theory back-to-back.
Cathedra mea, reguli may I. That's Latin for my chair, my rules.
Well, The Big Bang Theory was, to us, smart, young, funny, relevant, but also it's a very big-hearted show.
Michael Wright heads up programming for TBS, TNT, and Turner Classic Movies. He won't confirm it, but they reportedly paid over $1 million per episode. He says reruns of a hit show can not only boost ratings, they can serve as great lead-ins for original programs. He says take repeats of Law & Order on TNT.
Law & Order was routinely hitting $2 million in the demo.
Kids today, they do drugs. Sex is like a drink of water. No wonder they get in trouble.
TNT wanted to see if they could keep those viewers for the new show they launched in 2005, The Closer.
We launched The Closer out of that consistent 1.5 to 2 million demo rating. That's a pretty nice tee up.
What do you want?
The same thing you want, Mr. Goldman, to find the people who killed J-Rock.
Final episodes of The Closer air this summer, and then it will surely have another life in reruns. They're everywhere. Repeats of Glee will air on Oxygen. Repeats of Modern Family will air on the USA Network. What has changed is the demand for recycled programs has gone up, and that's been good news for the folks who sell those programs, says Derek Compere, the author of Rerun Nation, How Repeats Invented American Television.
It's a multiplying of the platforms that's lucrative right now.
He says online streaming sites like Netflix and Amazon are hungry for content.
What's happened is there's so many pieces of the pie, so many options for viewers out there, that the way to succeed isn't by aggregating everybody into one piece of the pie, but is trying to get your content into as many pieces of that pie as possible.
That's what CBS is doing. They recently reported that profits were up 80% in the first quarter of this year. And that's in large part because of all of the syndication and streaming deals. The CBS library includes shows like Dexter and Medium. Even shows as old as Frasier are part of these rerun deals.
Canadian goose down pillow, Egyptian cotton sheet, and a nice Vicuna throw in case we get a little chilly during the night.
How perfect.
I still say a couple of years in the service would have done you boys a world of good.
In a recent conference call with analysts, CBS president and CEO Leslie Moonves was almost breathless talking about how sales of all their hit shows will contribute to their bottom line for years to come.
There's opportunities galore out there. So there are a lot of players out there circling the building, and we will be making some of those deals, over the next number of months.
Many of these non-advertising revenue sources, said Moonves, did not even exist a few years ago. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.